This is Forrest Elise interviewing 150812-0056, who's given a verbal agreement, correct?
Correct.
On the consent form. And so we'll go ahead and... Oh, it is August 12th, 4:30. Okay. So we'll go ahead and get started. So can you take us back to that first birth?
My first pregnancy was riddled with, I guess you could say, unpleasant dynamic between the father and myself from the start, possibly even before. And some cultures believe that if the parents don't love each other, then the child will suffer because of that. And I have thought about that saying because it seemed very applicable in hindsight. So I was very young when I had my first child. I was 20. And to me, that's, of course, young. Because instead of going to college, I got pregnant. And I had been extremely positive. I had a very positive mindset in spite of the dynamic between the father and myself. So I had a very positive outlook. But unfortunately, some states are, it's almost like an assembly line, and the doctors want to make it convenient for themselves. And especially if it's a first-time mother, they will induce it. And I didn't want to be induced, but they, you know, if you're young, sometimes they try to give you explanations as to why it has to be induced. The baby will start to lose weight. Might become more complicated, so best to induce. So I went along with it, and I was induced, and the doctor broke my water, and then they gave me the Pitocin, and the contractions were terrible, and the breaking of the water was terrible. My body was just not ready to give birth. The labor was long. The hospital was very, very cold, large room, bright lights, many people. Not warm at all. And I tried to, of course, you know, you try to remain calm, you try to focus, but it didn't work. It was just, then they had to snip me, and I gave birth, but the epidural was so strong. I really don't know if it was an appropriate, I don't think it was an appropriate amount, because I couldn't feel my lower half of my body for a long time. I couldn't urinate. They had to stick a tube in my urethra in order to urinate. It was just painful every second. My recovery was, didn't go very well. I was recovering from the stitches, but I also suffered from just intense constipation because of the epidural. Believe it or not, it just completely shut down. It felt like it shut down my lower half of the body. So on top of recovering from the stitches and then this terrible constipation, which of course, when you do go to the bathroom, it just reopens the stitches. That's how terrible it was. And then on top of that, I'm a new mother, and I'm breastfeeding. The pressure of the baby, even though you have the pillow and you're trying to make it as comfortable as possible, it was just painful for weeks. And then on top of that, my first child was, you know, I actually wonder whether the epidural affected him, because he did grow up to have some ADD and anxiety, and I did read that the anxiety it is possible for the anxiety to be triggered by a traumatic birth. I mean, Maybe it wasn't traumatic, as traumatic for me as it was for him, the child. We don't know. He can't express that. But I've always wondered whether there was a connection.
So, how long were you in the hospital?
A normal amount. They try to discharge you. They come in, they look at you. You're discharged, and you're not feeling well. They expect you to recover. You have to be looked at again. You come in. So it's just expected to recover at home. I think a lot of women do. They just go home and they endure that.
Did the doctor who delivered you, was that your regular doctor that you had seen previously?
Correct. That was the regular doctor that I had seen who delivered my first child. It seems, like I mentioned before, it just seemed like an assembly line or it's just mechanical, just get it over with. Okay, next one.
Why did they induce you?
They induced me because they believed that the baby would start to lose weight.
Because you were post-term?
I believe I was only 2 days late. Something ridiculous like that. And then on top of that, I was on my back. And when you're on your back, it's just worse for the female. The whole experience is just way more painful. It's not natural to be on your back.
Did you have baby monitors and like an IV and all that kind of stuff then too?
Yes, I had baby monitors and an IV. But they didn't see anything abnormal about the way things were proceeding. Of course, from our perspective, from the female's perspective, it's you're feeling all sorts of abnormalities. You know, you're a lot of pain, but they just discharge you. I guess I am getting uncomfortable talking about this birth. It's actually bringing back these memories I don't want to think about.
No, it is. It can be a really difficult experience to go through and kind of recover physically and emotionally from.
Yeah, I could feel my body actually reacting to that memory, the anxiety coming back.
Why don't you tell us about your second birth?
My second birth was quite the opposite. It was extremely pleasant. And it was in a foreign country. Small room. I remember it was warm. There was a warm color, almost golden color to it, to simulate perhaps candlelight. Really warm. And I mean, it's ironic though, because outside it was completely freezing and I expected this second birth to be as traumatic as my first one. And it was a big surprise that it was complete opposite. I expected my second birth to be just, I actually went in there with fear. And the environment actually made a difference in the whole experience. And it was amazing. No doctor, just a midwife. And she did it, and I was allowed to assume any position I wanted, which I did. I went what was natural, with the gravity pulling the baby down, and no epidural, which is exactly what I was trying to avoid. I took a little relief of the goddess Isis, and I tried to focus on that. That also helped to relax my body. And I remember hearing my daughter cry. I recovered so quickly. I was able to walk to the room right after giving birth. No issue. The body had just recovered immediately. It was amazing.
How long was the labor?
The labor for all my pregnancies and deliveries have always been very long. I don't know why. Always very prolonged. Some women are lucky, they get to give birth in about an hour or two, but mine lasted, 6 hours or longer.
So with that second birth, did you tear, or was that?
No, with my second birth, I did not tear. And maybe because it was a girl, she was smaller. So I didn't tear, or maybe it's because I was on my knees when I gave birth instead of being on my back. That's something to consider.
Was the actual pregnancy different for the first and the second?
The actual pregnancy, the 9 months, there wasn't as much. It's a different sort of stress. With the first pregnancy, there was a stress of not getting along with the father. With the second pregnancy, I didn't have that sort of stress because I did get along with the father. That too has an effect on how it goes.
That's interesting. Okay.
Oh, I should say for me. I don't mean, I'm not trying to generalize or anything.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I think all of these are individualized experiences, and people know that when they're hearing them. So did you find, because sometimes one of the questions I have here is like, did you feel safe, confident? Were you scared, or were you assured or happy? Did you find that those kind of ways that you would describe were profoundly different from the first and the second then too? Because you talked about vulnerability before.
With the first pregnancy, I would say it was actually psychologically traumatic for me. It may not have classified as a physically traumatic experience, but psychologically it was extremely traumatic. To the point where I had already believed that my second pregnancy was going to go in the exact same way. So the difference actually came out when I was giving birth to my second child. That's when I was realizing this is different. It doesn't have to be traumatic. It doesn't have to be psychologically or physically traumatic. So yeah, there was a huge difference.
And you didn't have that vulnerability, or did you have?
I did not, with my first and second, no, I did not feel that sense of vulnerability as I did with my third.
Interesting. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you wanted to contribute?
No.
All right, good. I think that was great. Okay, so we'll go ahead and end it there.
Okay.
Thank you so much.